lechem she shalu koygin lechem. They ask the right way, like Rashi says, sheef shaliyos blei lechem, that you can't live without food, without bread. So bread, they had a right task. They asked the right way. Is a meilanita lechem koygin. It was given to them the right way. The Rashi baboiker sheef shoyis lechinim, that you have time to prepare for it. Marshen came boss the race. They had a lot of cattle. Some said the ish like chaygin because ever since they had meat, they shouldn't have asked for meat. By saying in bread, they had a right task. Rashi says here, next Rashi here, bosa sholosh like chaygin mitoch keres maleya shere mikne rav hoylehem. They had a lot of cattle, they had meat, so they shouldn't have asked for it. So therefore, they asked for shloik chaygin, so they received it shloik chaygin. Rashi says yorad lehem imcha sheichem. The meat first came at night time. Sure, shayna ruyel asakin oisor. Ad shas hasuda, and at night time, the time you want to sit down to eat, so you're not going to have enough time to prepare the meat. That's why you didn't get it at the right time. Now you should have received it in the morning, and instead Hashem first gave it to them at night time because they didn't ask the right way. Tomorrow says, mikan limdu teru derech eretz. The teru akol ponim is teaching us derech eretz shlo yoichal odem bos vela balayla. That the time to eat the meat is only at night time. In other words, even though they asked Shloik Hoygen and they got a Shloik Hoygen, but I call upon them the time Tivit is at night. What's the Monoshach? If the time Tivit is by daytime, so what do you mean they got a Shloik Hoygen? Very good. They got it at night, and when is the time Tivit to meet? The next morning. So perfect. Get the meat at night, and you have the whole night to prepare it. Elamai, since they received the Shloik Hoygen, it's a Rayam, that the right time Tivit meet is at night. So Tivit at night, you should get the meat in the morning. They first got it at night, that was Shloik Hoygen. But I call upon him derech eretz is teeth to meat at night. For the Gemara Kasha Ivi Omer Abaya, Hai man yisle sudoso, lelech lelo biyamama. Someone that has a suda, he should only eat it by daytime. And we had before the pshat was because the daytime when you could see it, the better you could see the food, the better you enjoy it. So here, why do you eat meat at night? Lechur it's dark, he should eat meat by daytime. And for the Gemara Kain yamama karminin, he didn't mean to say badafka at daytime, the daylight. He meant to say you should eat it when it's light, light day. So in other words, if you eat at night, you should have candles there to make it light. But in front of light, that's a good thing to eat. Trashikenya mama means bar havuka. Have a torch there. Hey, as long as it's light, then you can enjoy the food. Omer Rabbi Yachav Rabbi Yaakov. V'etchilo hoyo Yisrael doimim ketana goylim shemenakrin v'yashpa. At the beginning, Klai Yisrael didn't have any set time when to eat. He used to nibble the whole day. He used to gnash the whole day long. There's no such thing as having a meal in the morning, meal at night. He used to gnash the whole day. Ad shebo Moshe. And so Moshe Rabbeinu came, v'kovol lehem zman suda. He told them when the zman teat. Ba'boikya and beruf. You should have a meal in the morning and a meal at night. That's a zman kibua. So Rashi, v'kovol lehem zman kibua, ba'boikya and beruf. The Pasuk says, ha'bosar adenu ben shinehim. That the meat was mamma still in the middle of the teat. And they got killed, the Magefa came and killed them. Ulchsiv, another Pasuk says, Ad Chodesh Yomim. No, the meat was by them for a complete month. So it's a serum. If they died right away, what do you mean to have the meat for a month? So Akeitzad, Beinanim Liyalter. The people that were Beinanim, not Tzadikim, not Yerushalayim, they died right away. They didn't have to have the painful of a month, but rather, as soon as they started to eat the meat, right away they died. Laalter Mesu. Marshenkin Rishoyim Mitstarin Vaholchin Ad Chedesh Yomim. The Rishoyim, they had a lot of painful life. So they had pain for the whole month. The whole month, the meat was inside them and gave them a lot of tzaros. But so at the end of the month, first they died. The Pasuk says, Vayishtichu, that they went out to look for the shlov, for the meat. Is Omer Ashlokish, Al Tikri Vayishtichu, Elo Vayishchatu. Whatever they looked for, they had to make a shchita. That the Yidden really, they're mechuyev shchita. They're asking for the boss of the yes shalei kogin. Really, they're mechuyev shchita for it. Then it says vayishtechu. It says shatuach. They went looking for it all over. Tana mishmei the Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Al tikri shatuach doesn't mean they went to look all over for it. El shochet. It means they made a shchita. They shechted it. In other words, the slav was a bird that was toyin shchita. that with the mon, they also got the shlov. It was something they had to make a shchita on. So Rashi malamit shashlov dove shatoyin shchita hoye. Yes. Omer Rebbe, v'chi mikan atalomet, you learn it out from here that it was something that needed shchita. V'aloi kva nema, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Tehillim, v'ayamter alayhem k'ofor sh'er, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down to them like dirt to share the food, okechol hayom, or chol hayam it should be, oif konuf, like oif konuf, and this is going on by the mon, that with the mon they received an oif konuf, they received the bird. So we know, we came down with the mon, the shlav was a bird, that needs a shchita. For Tanya we learned, Rebbe Yoimer, the Pasuk says, v'zovachto kasher tzivasichem, there's a mitzvah to make a maitzah shchita, kasher tzivasichem, like I once commanded you before. The Mashma Moshe was commanded before to make the Hilchah Shchita. Melamed shenitztave Moshe al haveshet mi'alakona. Moshe already had the mitzvah to make a Shchita, to cut the two simonim, the veshet and the corner of the windpipe and the food pipe. Al roiv, and al roiv echot b'yoif, v'yal roiv shnayim v'behemah. By an oif, the halacha is, you just have to cut roiv of one of them. That's a kosher Shchita. And by a behemah, you have to at least cut Roiv of both of the simonim. So Rashi says, "Bezavachta kashet tivasicham, v'loy matino ba'tayre tivu asvicham." It doesn't say in the Torah clearly where Moshe received the mitzvah to make the shchitim. Heich mikana talomed shenimtzru loy hilcha shchita peh. That this was halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told us in Baal Peh halacha of the shchita. Elamatam loy. So we know already that there was a mitzvah of shchita. So Mele Moshe had the mitzvah to make the shchita on the eifos. Elamatam loyma shatuach. What does the pasuk say? Shatuach melamed sheyored lehem mashtichin mashtichin. That the shlov, the birds came down piles and piles. At one shot, a lot of them came down at one time. Rashi mashtichin hashlov voy also lefneim aloris mashtichin. The shlov was like lying down in front of them, like a pile in a pile. That's where the shlov was lying down.
Weiter.
Ksiv lechem. Uchsiv shemen, uchsiv devash. Hey, by the mon, it says all these three lashonis. It was like bread, it was like oil, it was like devash, like honey. Yizam Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, l'na'orim lechem. For young children, it was like bread. It's good for young people to eat bread. L'skenim, for older people, shemen. To want to eat bread, for them was good oil. L'tinoikis, for young children, the tinik, is devash. They only like honey. You have to bribe them with honey. For them, it tasted like honey. Rashi lechem yofel b'churim. This bread is good for young people. For shemel is kainim with vashet tinoikis. Ksiv shemen ketam l'shev shem. Right. Ksiv shlov. The pasuk says shlov. That really you should read it with a shin like shlov. The karina slov. We read it with a sin slov. How come? Is omer abichanina tzadikim oichlen oisoy b'shalva. The tzadikim were able to eat it in peace. For them it was a shlov. It was good. It was shalva. That's love. It was like thorns. Rashi kites him Belashan army. When they ate this chicken, the meat, it came into them like thorns. Amar Rabbi Chanan Barava. Dalid mina slav hain. There are four different types of these quails. There are four different types of birds. V'elu hain. Shichli, v'kivli, ufisyuni, ushlov. Slav. Those are four types. Malya the Kula, what's the best one of these birds? Shichli, that's the best one. And Griya the Kula, the worst one of them all, is Slav. Feheve, the Slav is Kitsipurta, like a young bird. Looks like a small young bird. O my Svinalei Betanura, when you put this small bird in the oven, Vetofach, and Madrashi, Miroiv Shumnoi, who Niftach Venasav, it has so much fat inside it that a mamas blows up in the oven. The tofach blows up. They have a moly tanura, and the whole tanura is filled with the shlov. O masikin leyatreisa ripa, and you put it on top of 12 loaves of bread. The yachreina, even the bottom loaf of bread, ain't in the chelas elade terubis. Since there's so much shmalt, so much oil dripping down, even the bottom, the 12th bottom bread, you can't eat by itself. It's too much full of shmalt. You have to eat it with something else. Trashya teifa rifa, zu al zu, rifa kikreis, v'tachtonei nechelos meroiv hashumin, hanibla bo, v'chol shchein ha-yoynes, avad ratap one jikonit. Even the worst one was pretty good.
weiter.
Rav Yehuda mishtakachle beidani. Rav Yehuda used to find these type of birds in between the barrels. He said, Nesap, that's what he used to find the shlov. In his times, he also found birds like that. Rav Chizda mishtakachle beitziva. Rav Chizda found these type of birds near the wood. Beitziva means smaller pieces of wood that used to use for firewood. Rava maitzile yarise kol yoimim. Rava had a norris, somebody that worked for him, took care of his fields, and every day he used to bring him this type of a bird. Yoim achod layaisi. One day it happened that the oris did not bring him the bird. Izama maihai. So Rava said, how come? What happened today? Maihai. Is solak ligra. So Rava went up to the top of the roof. Shamal yanuka the kamer. He heard a kid say this pasuk. Shamati vatirgas bitni. I heard something and my bet I got shook up. My stomach got shook up. Izama shma mina noch nashed Rav Chizda. So Rav hold mistam. What happened was his Rebbe Rav Chizda was mace. Uvedil rabo ochel tamida. Because of the Rebbe, the Talmud eats. In other words, kol zman his Rebbe Rav Chizda was alive, he was zeicha to get the bird every day. Vashenka, now that his Rebbe Rav Chizda was mace, he's not zeicha to get the bird. So Rashi Rav Chizda chamua de Rava heavy for Rabbi heavy. He was his father-in-law and his Rebbe. Uvedil rabo bezchus harav hoyeicha Talmud. When kol zman your Rebbe's alive, the Talmud gains from it. So kol zman Rav Chizda was alive, Rava was zeicha to get the bird. But now that Rav Chizda was mace, he didn't get the bird. See, the pasuk says, "Vatal shichpas atal." Mashma, the dew went on top of the mun. Or see, another pasuk says, "Overedes hatal." Mashma, tal went on bottom of the mun. Is Amrav Yosef Rabbi Chanina? Tal the dew milmalo v'tal mamata. Both took maremis. First went down a layer of dew of tal. Then on top of that came down the mun, and on top of that it was covered up with a top layer of tal. It was as if it's lying in a basket. Kufsa in a closet or in a drawer. It's like lying in a drawer. In other words, it was covered up on top and on bottom. Dak mechuspas. It was very thin. Mechuspas lashnosla, covered up. So what does mechuspas mean? Amresh lokish dove sheni muach apitis ayad. Mechuspas means something that melts on your palm. In other words, the mud, when it went on your palm, it melted right down. That's mechuspas notrikin. Rabbi Yechonon Omar, dovor shenivla b'mosayim v'yaboyim u'shmoyna eivorim. It means, in other words, when they ate the mud, the Klal Yisrael, they didn't have to go. Nothing came out of their body. It was nivla inside them. It was nivla inside the 248 eivorim. The mud was nivla inside the body. Mechuspas for the Gemara, too behevi, no? Mechuspas with the Vav is more than 248. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Mechuspas Ksiv. It doesn't have the Vav there. So without the Vav, at least in Tillim, it says without the... No, Mechuspas Ksiv, yeah. Yeah. So without the Vav, it's good. It's the Gematria of 248. Tana Rabbonin. Lechem Abirim Ochalish. Pasuk in Tillim says that Lechem Abirim, strong bread, the people ate. That means... Lechem shemalchaya sharis oichlen oisai. Divri Rabbi Kiva. It's when Klai Yisrael ate the mun, it was a type of a lechem that Malachim ate. Very good lechem. Ugeshenemru dvorim lefne Rabbi Shmuel, when they told over what Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Shmuel, Omalehem, Tzu v'yomalel Akiva. Go and call Rabbi Kiva. Akiva tisa. Akiva, you made a mistake. How could you say this is the bread that the Malachim eat? V'chimalchaya sharis oichlen lechem. Do Malachim eat bread? The Pasuk says, Lechem lo yachalti, Omayim lo shasisi, says it by Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was like a malach. The 40 days he was upstairs, and he didn't eat. He was like a malach. So you see, malachim don't eat. Elo mani mekayim abirim. What does it mean? The Pasuk, Lechem abirim ochal. It means, Lechem shenivla b'mosayim v'yaboyim u'shmoyne vorim. It means the mon was a type of a food that was nivla. It swallowed up into the 248 of Orim, and there was no waste. Nothing had to come out of the body. The Pasuk Mashmah know that the Yidim were in the Midbar, they had to have like a shovel with them, and when they had to have let waste out of the body, they had to go outside the Machta, and they had to cover up the waste. I Mashmah, something did come out of the body. And now you're telling me, since they only ate the mun, nothing came out of the body. And with the Gemara, Dvorim Shetagri Umas Olam, Moichrin Oisrelehem. It means when they're in the Midbar, true, nothing grew there, at least according to some portion, but the Goyim, the Tagrim, used to sell food to them. So they came and they sold real food to the Yisraelim. So when Yisrael ate the regular food, that food turned into waste, that something came out of the body. So on that food, on that waste, the mitzvah was the Yosset Yilachalaz Necho. But Enechnami, from the mon itself, there was no waste. Reb Loza Bar Parti Yoimer, no. Af Devorim Shetagriyum Aserlim. Even the food that Shetagriyum, the merchants, the Goyisha merchants, sold the Yidin, Mechulem Min Mon Mafigen. The mon, since they ate the mon also, it even made that food to be nivla into the body, and there was no waste. So right, even from the food they bought from the Goyim, there was no waste. See, if so, Elamalni Mekayim V'yosa Tiyelachal Aznecho. So what does the Pesach say? You have to have a shovel with you to cover up the waste that comes out of your body. Aye, there's no waste. And the Gemara Liyacha Shasochor. After Rashi Shenis Leinenu, Akach Shomru B'lechem Akloikel. After Klai saw complaint about the mon, then Taka there was waste coming out of the body. But before that, there was no waste. Is Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ani Yomarti Yia Kamalachi Asharis. I'm going to give you bread that you'll be like a malach, at least at this point at least, that you won't have to have any waste come out of your body. You'll be okay. Of Achshav, now that you complained and you said, no, the lechem is going to kill us, you thought that you're going to burst, you see you weren't going, nothing was coming out of you, you thought you bust open, you started to complain, the Abish said, Ani Matriya Choysam, good, I'll make it now that you'll have waste, but our kopon will have a big tircha. Because when you're machna Yisrael, you couldn't go to the Beit HaKisa right in front of you. But you had to walk outside the machna. Every time you had to go, you had to walk sholosh pasois, mamish three pasois. The Chesed of the Pasuk says, Vayachnu al hayarden mi beis hayishimois ad ovel hashitim. That's how big the machna Yisrael was when they were in the Midbar. The Yom Rabba Barachono, l'didi chazili, I saw that place. Hu asram, I saw that place. To have a tlosa pasois. And that place was as big as 12, three pasoim. That's 12 mil. That's pretty big. That's like 6 miles. So every time they had to go to the Beit HaKisayim, they had to come out to walk 12 or 6 miles. So that's what Hashem told them. Because you complained, you'll have it worse. V'tonu, we learned in the Braisa, Kishanifnin, when the Klai Yisrael in the Midbar had to go, they had to let some waste out of the body. Kishanifnin, a nifnin l'lifnayim. They weren't allowed to go in front of them. V'lifnayim, and they couldn't go in the back of them, on the sides of them. Elalacharayim, they had to walk mamish in back of them, means in back of the machna they had to walk, in back of the gimel or the three or pasois. The drash elalifneim, elalifneim, shein yoidim leizet sad anonim hochim. They didn't know which way the onan is going to turn, and it's not nice to walk over the shmutz. Therefore, you had to walk dafkin back gimel pasois. By the viato klaiso started to complain. After they had the mon, they complained. Viato navshein yevesha. Our body is going to dry up. Ain kol. Nothing there. In other words, they were complaining that no waste was coming out of the body. The body is going to dry up. It is Omru, the Klai Yisrael said, Osid mon zeh shetifach v'meyayim. That it was going to come out. Since nothing is coming out of our body, all the mon we're going to eat eventually is going to burst. Our kishna is going to burst. We're eating and eating mon, and nothing is coming out. So soon it's going to burst. Our stomach is going to burst open. Klum yeshilud isha. Shemachnus v'ena moitzi, is it possible a personal human being could keep on taking in and in and in and nothing comes out? You have to burst. Ogeshenemru devrayim lefnei Rabbi Shmuel. When they said over this word, what we're dashing now in front of Rabbi Shmuel, Omelahem, from the same postage we had before, Al tikri abirim, don't dash in this postage and tell him that lechem abirim ochalish, ela evorim. That means dover shenivla b'masayim v'yaboyim shmuel evorim. In other words, Klai Yisrael was wrong. Really, this was a tremendous chus and an easy way of life that the food you eat is just nibbled inside your 248 avarim. And in Echanami, there's no waste. You don't have to let anything out. Elamani Mekayim Bazoi Yavkashik, but yes, before, the apostle says, V'yosetil l'chol aznecho, that the Torah said that when in the Midbar, they had to have a shovel with them. That when they had to let some waste out, you have to cover up the waste. Are you telling me now there's no waste coming out of the body? But there it says, "Bedvorim sheboyim lehem v'mdinas hayom," that the food they got from Dinas Hayom, they brought along food with them. Whereas, like we have before, the merchants of the Goyim came to the Eden in the Midbar and gave them food. So that food, when they ate it, it's like a waste came out. So, v'rach another pshat is, what does lechem abirim mean? Ochal ish, that means zeh Yoshua. The lechem abirim means it goes on Yoshua. Sheyorad loimon.